My friend, do you still have that expectation, believing God according to His Word, that God will answer and that God will show you great and mighty things? Well, the Bible tells us, call to the Lord, call to me, and it says that God will answer. I think one of the problems today is we've lost the expectation we once had.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are delighted to have you with us today on Truth in Fact. May the Lord bless you. We are in Jeremiah 33, verse 3, a great verse. It says, call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Friend, I get excited when I read this verse. It's a promise of God, isn't it? Not only to Israel, but also to you and I, those that know God, those that are saved. Notice God says, call to me. Call to who? To God, to the Lord. I guess we could say that this is also a form of praying, praying to God, calling to God. And I believe this is something that's needed in most Christian lives. Wouldn't you agree? Yeah, that's right. More prayer. Prayer is vital in the Christian life. A Christian that ceases to pray is a Christian that loses the vitality of God in their lives. And maybe that's you. Maybe you have lost that vitality that you once had because somewhere along the line, we left the altar of prayer. Without prayer, we become weak, lifeless, powerless. We lose our spiritual sensitivity. And also we lose our spiritual connectivity to the Holy Spirit. We're not as sensitive to God as we once were. We don't hear His voice leading us like we once did. Jesus said, men ought always to pray and not faint. Friend, without prayer, we become more dependent upon ourselves and less dependent upon God, wouldn't you say? We become self-reliant rather than becoming God-reliant. And the more we rely on our own strength, the weaker we really become. We have more strength when we are more dependent upon the Lord. Paul said, for when I am weak, then I am strong. That's right. God's strength is made perfect in our weakness because we're more dependent upon God and less dependent upon ourselves. The scripture says He must increase, but I must decrease. And I pray that God would increase in my heart and in my life more and more. And there'd be less of self, less of me, less of the flesh. And I pray that you feel the same way. The scripture tells us that if we will call to the Lord, then He will answer. That is so good. We have the promise of the Word of God. God will hear, God will listen, God will answer. Friend, be encouraged. It also says, and show you great and mighty things. In other words, God will manifest Himself. God will show you things of Himself. He will show you things that you never saw before. He said, which you do not know. Do you know that there just might be some things that you have never seen before? I think Paul says it like this. Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. I believe that you love Him. Amen. Do you know there just might be some things that you don't know about God that He wants to reveal to you? Heavenly things, spiritual things. The fact is, we don't know everything there's to know about God. And it's also true that we have things yet to learn about His Word. We don't know everything that's in the Bible. There are truths we haven't discovered yet. There are things in the Word that God wants to show you and teach you. The psalmist says it like this. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truths and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. Do you see it? The hunger, the desire. The psalmist wants more of God. Show me, teach me, lead me. He wants to learn. He has a craving in his heart for more of God, to learn His ways, to know His ways, to know His truths. And I pray, my friend, that you also have that spiritual craving to know God. Call to the Lord, the Bible says, and God will answer. Friend, maybe God hasn't answered because we haven't been calling, but we have the promise of the Word. If you will call, God will answer and show you many things.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.